at the PayWhatYouCan Peach Market, providing equal access changing hunger. In the new medical building for fresh soup and entrees on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. For any questions, please reach out to foodbank@ams.queensu.ca.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
The Lavana Gender Advocacy Center can help. Lavana is an anti-oppressive, radical collective of student activists that organizes and funds a variety of events and projects, from community care to education, mutual aid to arts and culture. Connect with us on Facebook or by email at lavanacenter@gmail.com to get your project funded and to see what else we've got going on.
Your library, your story. At the Kingston Frontenac Public Library, books are just the beginning. A library card starts a lifelong adventure, connecting you to everything you need to inspire learning, creativity, and fun. With 16 locations and plenty of online services, using your library has never been easier. Study in a quiet space, meet friends and learn new things, or explore the world through a magazine or a museum pass. Become a part of our story. Visit your local library branch or find us online at kfpl.ca.
A big group breakfast like so many others, had our eggs and we got each other. Merits of towns and good hash browns, morning winds up while the evening winds down. There's sun in the steam of the coffee cups, it lingers round the table and warms us up. Where will you go next? What do you do? Really nice last night having drinks with you. You might be nostalgic about this, and that's just one small part of bliss. And as you go around life's bend, hope there's always a breakfast at.
I get through. morning, everyone. It is a lovely, beautiful Saturday morning, and you know what that means? It's time for Making Bacon. And I'm DJ Over Easy, and thank you. Thank you for being awake, joining me, listening, and just for supporting Community Radio CFRC 101.9 here on Queens Campus. It is an absolute privilege to be able to have access to this wonderful community equipment and station and connecting tool. I'd encourage everyone out there listening, if you're just like, you know, sounds like good old DJ Over Easy is having a good time on the air, and I'd like to be a part of that. Well, you should, 100%. It would be one of the best decisions you made all day. Get in contact with programs at cfrc.ca. Jesse, he will help you get trained. My good buddy DJ Tangent, who you have heard on the show once or twice, he's going to be starting up his own show soon. It's just, it's addictive. Once you get here, Cindy, my good friend Cindy, who I haven't seen in a while. Hope you're doing well, Cindy. Got me here, and like I said, just stop by and see what goes on here, and you'll want to contribute. It is such an awesome vibe. All right. So, if you may or may not have seen on my social media feed, the old Insta, today is going to be a special show, at least to me, and I'm sure to you too, because the individual it's about is a uniquely special individual, and it's about my oldest daughter, Lola. And now Lola, she's turning 23, she lives in Australia, and so I wanted to reach out through this wonderful CFRC and share both the wonder and beauty of Lola Mae with you all, and to be able to send my love to her. So, but first, we'll do a little administrative stuff. This week, I saw a couple performers got out with Ricky Bobby. We saw, who did we see? I stopped and saw Frank Ryan. Well, we went to the Buckle to see Dennis Bowman, local country superstar. I'd almost call him the country crooner around here. And super cool music. And he had Pony Gold joining him on stage. And she was from Victoria. Ashley, I do believe. I'll have to look on Instagram there and see. But awesome. Awesome show. Super cool person. Pony Gold. Check out her stuff. Support her. Got to see Frank Ryan for a bit down at Musiki. And now Musiki's got the back patio open with the magnolia tree coming up through the patio. It's magical. It's absolutely magical. Everyone, at any point or another, get out to Musiki in the evenings, see some live music Saturday afternoon. I know Savannah Shea usually plays there. Get to, it's breathtaking. It's hard to believe we have access to this so close. What else? Big weekend. This weekend, last night, good old Reiki, or DJ Tangent and I, we went to Wolf Island, hopped on the ferry, went across, had some food at, I can't remember the name of the dock, had some food at the pub at the dock place there. Oh man, that's so embarrassing. And then went down to the Wolf Island Hotel to see Good Co. They had an amazing show last night. Had a couple extra people helping out. Had some keyboard and fiddle. It was great sound. It was their kind of vinyl release party. They finally got their hands on the vinyl, which I was waiting at Cody's door the day it showed up. So I had already had one, but I was there just to groove anyway. So great time. But today, Saturday, Beer Fest. Everyone, Beer Fest. Head down to Fort Henry. I think the music starts at 12:30. And music all day. And look at the day out there. It is so warm. It is so amazing. Fort Henry, all ages. I think they got stuff for the kidsies. So, you know, the kidsies can off go and do their thing. And you can partake in the old Beer Fest, which is always a hoot. And amazing stuff coming, amazing music, and of course, one of my personal favorites around town, Emily Steele and the Deal. I've unfortunately missed the last couple shows, but she'll be there. So let's jump into a little bit of music, and then I will get going on the Lola Mae Spectacular. And believe me, you're in for a treat. She made up a playlist of the music that she likes. And we'll just go through that. And I've got some various aspects of Lola's time with me. Such little and such short. Okay. I will try not to cry. But, you know, DJ Overeasy has been through a lot in his life. And I can't hold back the tears when it happens. So, but I'll just try to keep it fun, and I won't get thinking about how much I miss that dear sweet girl. Anyways, all right, okay. So we're going to start with some music. Good co, my guys. I've been really digging Blessington Road lately, so we'll get started with that. And then an awesome song, Escape. Emily Steele and the Deal. So let's get going here. All right. One thing I wanted to say that I forgot to say. Apologies. Instagram. I am CFRC underscore Make and Bacon. If you would like to send a message to Lola, do a little voice recording on the messages on DJ Over Easy there. And I will be able to play it for Lola to listen to. So please, by all means, I'll mention that again. But before I forgot, I just wanted to do that. All right, here we go. Sorry, boys.
I'm dying like a dream in the morning. My head's pounding like a drum. The kind we wished you were never born. I get up and I head straight for the door.
Hello, hey, this is DJ Over Easy. This is Making Bacon, and this is CFRC 101.9, and I was pressing buttons like I shouldn't have been. You know me. So, yes, so thank you, Emily Steele in The Deal and Escape and Good Co. Blessington Road. What a great start. Looking forward to Fort Henry today. So, yeah, everybody get out there. All ages event. Beautiful day. Fort Henry music, Kingston music, and Emily Steele in The Deal. What more could you possibly ask for? So, Lola Mae Young. She was 4 years old when I first met Lola, and very instantly, she was just clearly very open and giving and loving little human right from the beginning. Sweetest little kid you've ever met. The biggest eyes, the dorkiest looks, it just amazing, just an absolutely beautiful little girl. And so when her mom and I got married, I also asked Lola if it was okay if I could be her dad. And of course she accepted. And that was the beginning of a beautiful relationship, one in which I believe I was the true benefactor. Lola taught me how to be a dad, and I love being a dad. It's incredible. It is the one thing that means more than anything else to me. So I used to take a lot of pride in it, but because of the things that Lola taught me, because that being a loving, caring person in another person's life, whether you're a parent or a child or a friend or any of these things, being another person or having a relationship with another person is really just about giving. And doing what's necessary to make sure that you are giving. So pride is a very dangerous concept for parents. And parenting is a very dangerous concept for parents because we get these ideas about what we're supposed to do and what we are and how we're supposed to treat children. You'll actually see a couple of things. I brought a book, a journal, from Lola's class. Which I can't see what grade it is on it or anything. And I'm going to, September 2009. I'm not going to do the math because that would be boring. So it's, I have an actual example of how it's very important that children just allow to be themselves because, or I've come to that conclusion because of Lola. She taught me more than me trying to teach her. The kids absorb so much from you, even when you're not trying to teach them. That's actually when they learn the most. So I am the benefactor. Okay, I'm rambling because it's Lola and I'll get on with it. But I can't express enough how much that young person changed my life. And so that's why today we're celebrating her. She is in Australia turning 23 years old. Can you believe it? 23 years old. And she made me up a playlist that I will play. I forgot my little adapter from my phone, but here is Lola Mae. Oh, and before I play this, if anybody knows Lola, if anybody would like to leave a message, go on to my Instagram, CFRC_MakingBacon. Leave a voice message for Lola, and I'll play it on air. So here we go.
Hi, everyone. I'm Lola, and it is my birthday on Monday. So my dad is doing a birthday playlist for me. This is all the songs that have meant something to me in my life or songs that make me want to dance. And I hope you enjoy. Hi, everyone.
life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June. People get their kicks stomping on a dream, but I don't let it get me down, 'cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
I tell you, I can't deny it. I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it was worth one single try, I'd jump right on a big bird and then I'd fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself laying flat on my face, just pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
That's life. And I can't deny it. Many times I thought of cutting out, but my heart won't buy it. But if there's nothing shaking come this here July, I'm gonna roll myself up in a big ball and die. My.
was Amy Winehouse and He Can Only Hold Her. Before that, we had J.J. Wilde, a Canadian, with a song called The Rush. That's a wicked one, Lola. And we started off with Frank Sinatra, and That's Life, baby. That's right. We're talking about life here on CFRC 101.9. This is Making Bacon. I'm DJ Overeasy, and you are now listening to the Lola Mae Birthday Spectacular. So Lola, when she was growing up, kids find their own little security things, especially when we were in a household that was going through conflict. We went through conflict for a few years before we were able to find resolution. And Lola has been an integral part of that. But as the girls were growing up, they needed their little security things. And Hattie has a blanket. Good old blank, she calls it blank. And then, but Lola had Mother and Marshmallow. Now, Mother and Marshmallow were white Beanie Baby kittens. So Mother, of course, was the larger sized one. And Marshmallow was the tiny little one. And Lola pretty much, in some cases, communicated through these little devices, these little critters. She would, like, hold them by the neck her finger and thumb would like squeeze them around the neck, and she'd like stick the face at you and like rock the head back and forth and like talk and like move its face in the way that it was like expressions and stuff and make little sounds. Oh my God, it was hilarious. And this happened so much and was such a big part of Lola that one time we lost Marshmallow. No idea where Marshmallow went, up and disappeared. So we got a new Marshmallow. And then, lo and behold, a few months later, we found Marshmallow. So we now have Marshmallow 1 and Marshmallow 2. And I should add, I started a bin. This was something that I wanted to do from the beginning with kids for whatever reason. I think it's something my mom kind of did, and it just made an impact on me when I was a kid. So I kept a bin right from kindergarten of just cool stuff to keep so that it's really just their bin of their entire life, seeing their whole life story in a bucket. So I pulled out Lola's bin the other day and I was going through it and I pulled out a few things to share with you. Like I said, I have a journal here from her school and I found Mother and Marshmallow. So they, Mother and Marshmallow too, let's not forget, the less soiled Marshmallow. they're here in the station helping me DJ. So I'll post a picture of that for you on CFRC _ Making Bacon on Instagram. Please, if anybody's awake and if anybody's listening out there who knows Lola, you would like to send a voicemail or a voice message, go on Instagram, drop a little voice message, and we'll be able to share it with her. My daughter Hattie, just yesterday, can you believe it? DJ Overeasy, I'm telling you, it's been quite a life. So yesterday was the last day ever of high school for Hattie. Hattie will be turning 18 next month. Okay, so she was going for her last day of high school. I took a picture. It was pretty funny. You should see it on Instagram. She hated it, but you know, it's I call it the what look, because it's what she says when she does it. Like, I've conditioned her to pretend to listen to me, even though I know she's zoned out, and that's the look. It's so wonderful. So anyways, congratulations, Hattie, and another milestone. Of course, Hattie loves and misses Lola, so here we go.
Happy birthday, Lola. I love you and miss you so much.
All right.
6 on DVD.
Jackson.
mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
We'll go on down to Jackson. Go ahead and wreck your hell. Go play your hand, you picked up the man. Make a big fool of yourself. Yeah, go to Jackson. Go comb your hair.
And I'm gonna snowball Jackson. Into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson. You turn loose of my coat, 'cause I'm going to Jackson.
Song. If you haven't noticed, I should have mentioned, Lola has got impeccable taste in music from the beginning. even as a little kid, even through the pop scene, she was digging some of the stuff I was listening to, because I would just play it always. I thought it was very important to expose children to all sorts of music, because like myself and having had experiences that I remember to this day, you never know what's going to hit when it comes to music and a child. And Lola hit on so many things. She was talented. At first, I was told she was talented. I was not skilled enough, and being an engineer of nature and not ever having watched or been around a musician, watching an artist grow and develop was absolutely fascinating to me. This is so different. As an engineer, I do things with a certain, let's just say, sequence. There's always a sequence, a flow. Little Lola Mae has her own universal flow. Forest is just really quick. You know, you're doing stuff. It's a nice day. Why don't you do your laundry, you know, I'll show you how to, and then hang it on the line, okay? And at this point, you know, this isn't a child to me. I was already driving large equipment and milking cows when I was these ages, but, you know, just to get a child to hang their clothes on the line nowadays is like a task. However, that's okay. They have other stresses that they deal with that I'm in no position to judge the young people of this world and what they're going to be faced with, all of the silliness that we've left behind. So she goes and she puts her clothes up on the line. And rather than, you know, if you've ever seen or done, if anybody, if you've ever been exposed to clothes line, you use a clothesline. You put it on and on the bottom and you push it out and they go out and you push them out. They flop there and they dry. Well, Lola had never been instructed, never. And so the little musician mind was fascinating to me, where intuitively she just started putting stuff on the top cable rather than the bottom cable of the pulley, and then pushed it out like kind of halfway-ish or whatever. And then she started putting stuff on the bottom and it brought it all back to her. And I was, so, you know, I didn't watch, I didn't notice I'm out doing stuff in the backyard. I walk by and I look at that and, you know, my first, but this is the beauty and the magic of Lola. My first inclination was like, oh, Lola, I got to tell you, you did it wrong. And then I realized, no, dude, you're wrong. What an incredible, innovative, fresh, magical way to hang clothes. So that is Lola, impeccable taste in music, musician mind, and to this day, like that last song, Silver Dagger by Charlie Crockett. What an awesome song. And I haven't got that one in my playlist. So every day that I got to spend with this young human, she gave me something. She taught me something. So, and before that, we had a song called Jackson, of course, by Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash. And prior to that was Last Night by The Strokes. Okay. So let's see. I told you about Mother and Marshmallow. I am going to read you from September 9th, 2009. Now, so she was, she's born in, so we're talking six. So this would have been grade one. This is grade one, I think. And today I am wearing, and wearing is spelled W-A-I-R-I-N-G, brown running shoes, Dirk pants, blue shirt, and Harriet earrings. And it was supposed to be hearts. So a really fancy outfit. On the weekend, The butterfly emerged from its chrysalis stage. Mrs. Purvis made a mistake because he was a boy and not a girl. Some of us let him go in our garden. Oh, such... Okay. So then on September the 29th, she wasn't really into writing. So she drew a little square, and it's got some kind of thing on it. And it says underneath, limousine, color, C card. And so I don't even know what that means. And the teacher was not very, she just said, quick write. Okay, I get it. And the Archduke, and what is she talking about? This stuff is, okay. So now there's a little picture of a dinosaur, and they're having tea and tea parties, and oh, poor Lola. There's a picture, and there's a mess all over the place, and here's what she wrote. She said, all of the apples splatted on the whales, all the... plates, but it's P-L-A-Y-T-S, shader on the floor, or the floor, the, I can't even pronounce it, a long, floor, the pieces drop, put down, and the house was a mess. So there you go. It's just a wild tea party there where the dragon is throwing crap all in. There's like a drawing of an apple with it splattered on the wall. It's so good. It's so good. Now, here's the one thing that I do have to mention. Because... Let's just say I can be critical of the school system, not the teachers, not the concept, the fact that our government is incompetent, really. And, you know, everybody has their own perspective of that. But little Lola Mae goes from drawing these crazy pictures and big writing and sloppy stuff and all of this. Oh my God, it's always going to make me cry. So now it's like January. So 2010 is the beginning of a new decade, and her writing is like half the size now, and it's small. And the picture is just a small little picture of a desk and just nothing else. Just a big open space, a little desk, a little girl sitting behind it. And she wrote, 2010 is the beginning of a new decade. In 2010, I'll try to finish my work. However, I will not be silly when I'm doing my work. Oh, you know what, Lola? Be silly, sweetheart. Be so silly.
So alone, I've just got to get you this good job. hanging on.